Residents in the Norton Sound region had good reason to come together yesterday. The Norton Sound Health Corporation held a grand opening celebration in Nome, marking the upcoming opening of the new Norton Sound Regional Hospital. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has the story.
With a crowd of people from throughout the region looking on outside the state-of-the-art 150,000-square-foot facility, Norton Sound Health Corporation Board Chair Emily Hughes cut the blue ribbon, marking the grand opening of the new Norton Sound Regional Hospital. 29-year board member and 13-year board chair, she said with emotion that the board has had the vision for decades to build a state-of-the-art facility.
I was just kind of overwhelmed and overjoyed because it was finally a reality, something that all of our patients can say, wow, I own that. This is my hospital, and happy our patients can have better care, faster service.
The 150,000-square-foot hospital replaces a more than 60-year-old facility. In 1977, the corporation purchased the Maynard McDougall Memorial Methodist Hospital in Nome. Today, residents still receive care inside portions of the original building, built in 1948. Hughes says the new facility is ultimately about improving patient care.
You don't need to wait 3 weeks for a pair of glasses. We have our own lab there. We have the dental that you can get your dentures worked on. We have a crowning machine that you can get your crowns made here. So without having to get the impressions in the lab, we'll have digital equipment like in the lab and the dental lab. It's just amazing when you walk through the facility. Just trying to make it more accessible for the patients and a lot easier.
The hospital serves 17 communities in the Norton Sound region, covering 23,088 square miles in northwest Alaska on the Seward Peninsula. Most of the funding for today's state-of-the-art facility was provided by the American Recovery Act, signed by President Obama in 2009. Only two Native hospital projects in the country received funding through the act: the Norton Sound Project, and a hospital in Eagle Butte, South Dakota. Former NSHC President and CEO Carolyn Crowder served as CEO for nearly 20 years in the 80s and 90s. She said yesterday that seeing the new hospital was a powerful experience because in the early days of running the corporation, self-governance itself was a new concept, as was managing health care within the Indian Health Service system.
And I've seen just tremendous growth in the power of a community getting together, leadership getting together from, you know, a huge geographically diverse communities that exist within our region come together for the common purpose of wanting to build a better world, better health care for our people.
Crowder says that with the new facility comes an increased staffing package from the Indian Health Service. While the grand opening took place yesterday, the hospital will not be fully open to patients in the Norton Sound area until January 30th. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.